we want to make this app for the entire family, but we don't want to put the HBO name on it, because when you think HBO, you think Game of Thrones and people having sex with dragons and the like.
And now what they're learning is there's nothing wrong with having sex with dragons.
If you know, you know. We love to interrupt, spreading the game show love every week on 5n1.net.
Finally getting warmer. It is about 6 weeks away from the Seattle Seahawks crushing the New England Patriots, and it was not even pretty. But yes, they are world champs, but it is draft season, and welcome to a new season of the BS Big Show. This is number 540. I'm with Chico Alexander. Chico, what's up?
I'm doing well. The weather out, well, I can't really speak to the weather because I'm still in North Carolina, where we don't have seasons, we have plot twists. It was record high over the weekend. And today, I needed a sweater.
Well, no, I mean, look, VRM and Ian ain't here. They're still digging out.
It's weird. It's weird.
They're still digging out of that snowstorm we had. That you remember that 2 feet of snow? There's still snow around here. No, I'm just kidding. They are not here. They're in off-season mode. But it is free agent season. Money, 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 money. I think you can... Here comes the money. Shane McMahon could be played in there. Money talks. Here comes the money. Money, money, money. Yeah. So, lots of things happening. The one that literally broke, I believe, today is that now here's the interesting thing. Travis Kelce, and we're not gonna play, you know, his future wife in about 2 months. He signs a 3-year deal worth $57 million, right?
Right.
Okay. But isn't he supposed to play just one more year?
That's what he keeps telling us. And at the same time, it's like, I want to say that's what he keeps telling himself. Because Travis Kelce, I don't know if you saw him last season, but last season Travis Kelce was not the season before Travis Kelce. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
He had 76 catches for 851 yards and 5 touchdowns in 2025.
Okay? Which is not bad, but at the same time, it is not Travis, it's not Travis Kelce.
But here's the contract. 3 years, $57.735 million, guaranteed money $12 million, okay?
Right.
But the question is, how is the structure? It may be a backloaded contract, so he gets paid his, you know, a little bit 1 year, and then he gets taken off for the last two. In other words, he doesn't get paid for it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's like he adjusts the payment based on, like, when he plays and how he plays, sort of situation, right?
Right, and then Kansas City also. I think this was very smart, okay? Because we all know Mahomes blew out his leg in the game that he was eliminated from the playoffs. He tore both his LCL and his MCL, if I'm not mistaken. He tore both of them, right?
He's having his whole ass knee replaced. We have the technology. We can make it better, stronger, faster. But at the same time, we have a backup just in case Patrick Mahomes can't play.
or at least not is not ready for week one.
Right.
And they got Kenneth Walker III, which from your world champion Seattle Seahawks, good move.
Very
and
good.
Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And they got him in a trade with the Jets in exchange for a 2027 sixth-round pick. My feelings about Woody Johnson aside, really?
Yeah, that's not a good deal for the Jets. That's a good deal, believe it or not, that's a good deal for a backup in
Kansas City.
In KC. Now, speaking of the Jets, the Raiders are preparing to draft what's his name?
Fernando
Mendoza, okay? Because Geno Smith is heading back to New York.
Yes, he is.
Second run. Okay.
Along with the seventh round pick and in exchange for a sixth round pick to Las Vegas. So all of the stars are lining up for Fernando Mendoza to take a short trip to Las Vegas to become the starter for the Raiders.
Yes, and yes. Now, Geno Smith, I believe, is going to be your number one. Am I right? Because I think.
I don't see where the Jets have much of a choice but to put Geno Smith as the QB1, because I'm looking at the depth chart here. Brady Cook
called. Who this guy be?
And Bailey Zappi are QB2 and QB3. And I'm like,
yeah, Geno Smith is number one. Okay. So, because what's his face? Josh Allen had no one to throw to. Okay. Chicago, DJ Moore goes from Chicago to Buffalo. That's a very good move.
Oh, that is going to be, okay, let's build a team around Josh Allen. So we have.
Because here's what happened, okay? We all thought that it was the best chance for Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl. No Lamar Jackson, no Patrick Mahomes. Turns out that Drake May
got
them to the Super Bowl. Okay. Didn't win, got them to the Super Bowl. Okay.
And while we're on New England, Romeo Dobbs ends up signing 4 years, $70 million. Drake May's going to have a weapon.
No more love. It's going to be May, you know? I mean, right?
It's not even April yet, Jay.
I know. Now, Miami is having a fire sale.
Miami, I got
Fraud detection warning. It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
No. Look, Tua was never going. Remember, you've got a new GM and a new GM, and I believe a new head coach, right?
Yes.
I believe so. Okay, so they're cleaning house.
Right? Yep. It's like the new management, the new front office, new coaching staff. They don't want any of the old staff smoke, so they bring in Malik Willis. 3 years for $67.5 million, with $45 million fully guaranteed, a $22.5 million signing bonus, and a roster bonus should he last until March of 2028. They are betting the house on Malik Willis.
Well, because for lack of a better term, and I'm not going to use the word bust, Tua was a disappointment. Okay,
Tua was a walking sack of bandages.
Yes.
And now he's Atlanta's walking sack of bandages. Because they sent him to the Falcons on a 1 year deal worth the veterans minimum.
I would think, would he be QB3 or QB2 behind Penix?
Let's take a look. The Falcons depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons depth chart, according to ESPN, has Michael Penix questionable as QB1. Tua's going to be QB2, and Trevor Siemian's going to be QB3.
Where's Kirk Cousins?
I'm glad you asked that question, because Kirk Cousins has been shipped off to the Vikings.
Well, there you go. Okay. Now, that being said, Miami traded Jalen Waddle to Denver. Okay. And I actually think that's a really good move, because here's the deal. You got Bo Nix, it's Bo time, with Cortland Sutton, Jalen Waddle, and a other receiver. That's a decent core, don't you think?
I think so. By the way, Kirk Cousins has yet to be signed by anybody. That is a mistake on my part, and I do apologize for it.
Okay, so Minshew magic. Arizona picks up Gardner Minshew to back up. No, not back up Kyler Murray, because the Vikings have signed Kyler Murray and Carson Wentz. Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting, because do you think the Vikings have trust in J.J. McCarthy right now? I don't know. Not with that signing, maybe.
Kind of shaky signing there, but then again, the Vikings are coming into this season very shaky. I mean, it's going to be a good old-fashioned QB battle in training camp. You got Kyler Murray or Carson Wentz. Who's going to be QB1?
Don't know.
And speaking of shaping up to be a QB battle, we have Bryce Young in Carolina. We have Kenny Pickett in Carolina for a year and $4 million.
Kenny Pickett is, again, not a bad quarterback. He's a middling backup, okay?
He is a middling
backup. And then
backup.
Jalen Phillips, 120? Is he a wide receiver?
No, he is an edge. He's an edge rusher. Signed a 4-year,
gotcha. Okay.
$120 million deal, making him one of the richest, if not the richest, edge rusher in the league. Meanwhile, you're talking about your offense. We picked up John Mechie. David Moore resigns. Felipe Franks signs. A.J. Dillon signs. And Rico Dowdle signs somewhere else.
To the Pittsburgh Steelers, yes.
Yeah.
David Montgomery, not rushing with the Lions anymore. It goes to Houston, and again they need a good running core. That would help. Philadelphia needs quarterback help. They got Andy Dalton, who's 11 billion years old, but he can still throw. Okay.
Hey, his arm is at least of drinking age.
Yes, I know. But again, I think Philadelphia is going to have a very bad year next year. I think they're going to even downgrade further next year. I really do. New Orleans signed Travis Achane. I did say that. And just found out tonight, they also signed Zach Wilson, former Jet. Let's also look at the Giants. Let's look at some other teams, like some of our good friends' teams, right?
Right.
Yeah, because let me start with the New York Giants, okay?
Okay, yeah, because that's your team, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. They've actually done a lot. Really.
It's like part of me wants to say rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, but then I see Darnell Mooney for a year.
They got one of my favorite tight ends from the Baltimore Ravens, Isaiah Likely. Okay, 3 years, $40 million that could worth of, because you know, Giants have always been about the tight end. Okay.
Right.
Tremaine Edmonds, 3 years, $36 million, linebacker, quarterback, Greg Newsome the second. Okay. Now let's talk about let's go to Jess's team, New England, right?
Right.
Okay. We talked about Romeo Doubs, Elijah Vera Tucker, offensive lineman, Reggie Gilliam, Draymond Jones, and Kevin Byard as a safety. More other teams, but they've done well. Let's go to Cleveland, right? Because we know. See.
Cleveland, of course, Ian's team.
Tyron Wallace, Titus Howard, trade with the Houston Texans, and they signed a 3-year, $63 million extension with the team. Zion Johnson, Elkton Jenkins, Kalia Davis, Quincy Williams. But yes, they've made some deals. Let's talk about a couple of other team people.
Let's talk about Nick. I believe Nikki's team is the Tampa Bay Bucks. They picked up Jake.
No, Bryant. Her team is the Detroit Lions, dude.
Oh, well, somebody's team is the Tampa Bay Bucks, and I judge them heavily.
No. Well, they signed Teddy Bridgewater. They signed Isaiah Pacheco. That's sort of to back up.
David well, not David Montgomery. Jeez, who was it?
Who's the running back? Okay.
Well, it's not David Montgomery anymore. Because they shipped him off.
We talked about that. Jahmyr Gibbs. That's it.
Jahmyr Gibbs. So he's going to be the RB2 behind Jahmyr Gibbs. And
right. Center Cade May, 3 years, $25 million.
And Greg Dortch was picked up on another deal to back up Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yes, exactly. So yes, Nikki's team made some moves. Let's talk about Seth Rollins' favorite team, the Bears. Okay, re-signed Case Keenum, got Khalif Raymond, Gallimore, 2 years, $12 million. DeMarco Jackson, Devin Bush, and Kobe Bryant, the safety. So they made some, again, a lot of teams, a lot of moves. Okay.
Yep. Going to the Packers, Sky Moore signed to a one sort of free agent deal. Zaire Franklin was taken from the Colts in exchange for Colby Wooden. And Benjamin Saint-Just signed 2 years. $10 million with a max value of $10.5 million.
But we forgot about the biggest deal of them all, which was yesterday. Okay. Jaxon Smith and Jigba got paid. Okay.
Here comes the money. Hey.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
He got paid. Try this. 4 years. $168.6 million, the highest paid wide receiver, $42 million a year, with $120 million guaranteed money.
Yep. You know, winning a Super Bowl will do that to you.
Not just winning a Super Bowl, okay, but being the effing man, okay? That you threw to Jaxon Smith and Jigba, it was going to get caught, okay?
Yep. It was going to get caught, and going to go far.
Right. His stats last year, okay? 119 receptions, 1,793, 10 touchdowns, okay? An average of 5.1 yards per catch. I'm sorry, 15.1 yards per catch. Okay, his long was 63, okay? He's only been in the year for 2 years. He's 24 years old. He is in his prime, and they are paying him.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? And Seattle, that was the right thing to do.
Yep, now they got the two-headed monster. JSN and Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah.
For at least the next and then you add Jake Bobo to the mix. Three weapons.
That actually puts Seattle in company, again, to repeat as champ, or at least repeat as NFC champion. But again, I love this deal. I really do. Not because of the money, because again, we're all going to pay our $15 beers, okay? We're all going to do that, and our $10 hot dogs, right? But again...
Where do you get a $10 hot dog?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I know. Stadium. Okay. What I'm saying is that if you are actually underpaying him by signing him now, okay? Because remember, the CBA runs through, I believe, 2030. So you've got 4 more years of the NFL making billions of dollars, okay? And correct. Then when you have, all these different networks, like there is a rumor that they want to start the season on Wednesday. They think they're going to start the season on Wednesday this year because the Thursday game is going to be in Australia. Am I correct on that, I think? Is that right? I believe I read that somewhere.
I think that sounds familiar.
Okay. Because remember, Netflix, they're doing their first baseball game tomorrow.
Yep. 7 o'clock Eastern. The Yankees kick off the season. I can't watch it because that's my quiz time, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Record it.
I'll catch it on demand, sir.
Yes, exactly. But remember, you've got Netflix, you've got Peacock, you've got Amazon Prime, you've got CBS and Fox and NBC. Money is going to come, and as long as, and again, my father always says this, as long as JSN is not hurt, he is going to be one of the top receivers in the league. Not unlike this a-hole.
Oh, jeez.
Time for the BS Newsroom.
Okay, so earlier today, we had this whole deal where we were going to talk about a lot of people who passed away. They were all legends, and we all miss them dearly and think of them often. But then Puka Nacua, allegedly, opened his big, full mouth and ended up saying something anti-Semitic.
Good job, asshole. Okay.
You stinkus.
Okay. Now, again, this is all supposedly, and this is all, TMZ reported this, but you know what? TMZ usually gets it right, okay? They usually do, okay?
Yeah, according to TMZ, Los Angeles Rams star Puka Nacua has reportedly been accused of biting a woman and making an anti-Semitic comment dating back to an alleged incident on December 31st. His attorney, Levi McCahern, said, "The whole claim is nothing more than a shakedown attempt, and that the bite left nothing more than a temporary mark."
Well, according to the woman, who has not been identified in this, applied for an application for a temporary restraining order. Now, by the way, just for the next, maybe 2 minutes or so, if you get triggered by racist remarks, you can just fast forward for a bit. He said, quote, "F the Jew, all the Jews during dinner." And then, allegedly. And then he goes, "That was the first act of what became an escalating course of rude or vulgar, threatening, violent, and harassing conduct." And they got into a Sprinter van where he became touchy-feely. And out of nowhere, dropped his head into her girlfriend's lap and crotch area and bit her thumb so forcefully that she screamed in acute pain. And then bit her left shoulder, breaking skin. And there's a picture of it, by the way, which looks really... not good, okay?
I'm not gonna give you a mental picture, but if you want to find the picture, it's out there.
Right.
And it's not like it's without precedent, because if you remember, he found himself apologizing, Puka, on a live stream for
doing the same thing, I believe.
Doing the same, promising to do a... Yes!
Hold on, I have to... Anti-Semitic podcast. Let's see. Yes, live research, folks.
Yeah, he said, okay.
Oh, that's right, yes. Okay. And he was on a podcast in December of 2025 with Aiden Ross and Neon. Okay.
Two assholes if I've ever seen one.
Okay. During the live stream, according to Google AI, Ross, who is Jewish, suggested a touchdown celebration when Nakua would spike the ball and then rub his hands together. Okay. Jester is recognized as the happy merchant, which portrays a stereotypical greedy character of a Jewish person. Which, okay, and he goes, and of course he had the media apology. I deeply apologize to anyone who was offended by my action, as I do not stand for any form of racism, bigotry, or hate of another group or people. Okay? Now, here's the interesting thing. What do we always say? One time is a mistake, right? Two times is a fucking pattern.
Yeah, once is a fluke, twice is a coincidence. They have a saying in Chicago, Jay. Once is happenstance, twice is circumstance, three times it's enemy action.
Right. I'm telling you, I'm not, put it to you this way. I will be rooting for any team against the Rams. And by the way, what I would do, okay, if the Rams were smart, okay, this is what I would do. I would have Puka Nacua get fined maybe, what, $100,000 thereabouts?
Just about, yeah.
Okay.
That's walking around money donated, for him.
Right. Have him donated to something like the ADF or some Jewish charity, okay? And then go to, you know, maybe meet with a synagogue or something. Something public. Or maybe even something private. You know? Because this is the second time he's done this. And, that's not cool, dude.
NG, not cool. No good.
No good. At all. Okay? So, but the big story, one of the bigger stories about the free agent signings, New Year, was a trade that never happened. Okay? Now, Max Crosby, top five defensive guy, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Was supposed to go to the Ravens, and believe me, if that would have happened, it would have made Ravens contenders by any stretch of the imagination.
Unfortunately, but guess what? They too had to rebuild Max Crosby's knees. And that resulted with in the Ravens saying, never mind. No givesies back. Unfortunately, well, yes, givesies back.
Because there was a reason for that.
Yes.
It was reasonable. He didn't pass the physical.
Nope.
His knees are shot, allegedly.
He went through a physical, went through an MRI. He was delivered the news afterwards. Baltimore is holding on to him.
Pretty much.
And the sources with the Raiders and close to Crosby are skeptical that his medical state was the sole motive for the reversal, given the timing of that Baltimore had a full understanding of the injury before the trade. But no one will really know what the deal was. I mean, all we know is the company line. And you know what we say? The company line's the company line.
Until it happens. No more DJ Chark rule jokes in the fantasy league.
Yeah, DJ Chark. He's gone. Yep, he is retiring after quite the career on him. I got his stats right here. Drafted out of LSU, his career totals 216 receptions out of 393 targets for 3,100 yards and 24 touchdowns. Pretty decent. I mean,
it's decent, but he ain't gonna, you know,
he's not gonna light up any boards anytime soon, but it's decent.
Nope.
And then
he's not.
And then we have also Lavonte David. After 14 seasons, he's hanging it up. Mm-hmm. Let me get his stats real quick, but total tackles 1,715, solo 1,172, 42 and a half sacks, 33 forced fumbles, and 14 interceptions. Again, decent. Do you think
now this next story smells? Okay, this story, in the words of Roger Rabbit, this story smells like yesterday's diapers. Okay, Tony Dungy got forced out of Football Night in America. Don't you think?
I don't understand what NBC was thinking, because he did a really good job. He was a good foil. He was very knowledgeable, decent to watch. I don't know what, after 17 years, why they would decide to move on from Tony Dungy. And nobody is saying why. I got the statement here from Tony Dungy. He says, "I've been informed by NBC that I won't be back with FNIA this fall, and it's given me time to reflect and also to look ahead. It's disappointing news, but I want to thank my NBC family for making the last 17 years so special. I'll have lasting memories of my time there, especially with Rodney Harrison, who has become a tremendous friend. God has always directed me in these moments, and while I'm not sure what the next step will be for me, whether it will be in football and broadcasting or getting more involved in church and community outreach, I know God has plans for me, and I can't wait to see them unfold." All I can say is...
Okay, I don't believe it.
Somebody knows something and they ain't talking.
Exactly. I agree with that. Yep.
They're about as tight-lipped as you can be when it comes to that. I guess we will find out in due course, because, you know, what's said and done in the dark always comes to light.
Of course, we lose one of the greatest coaches in the history of college football in Lou Holtz, passing away at the age of 89. His most of his success was at Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes. Lou Holtz spent a great amount of time in Notre Dame. He did also serve as the head coach at College of William and Mary, NC State, and the Jets.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that. And, of course, the president of the Packers, Bob Harlan, died at the age of 89. So, the one question we have to end our broadcast with is, as you said, the Raiders are in, the number one pick is going to the Las Vegas Raiders, and everyone is saying Fernando Mendoza is going to be the pick. You're asking, is he the pick? In the words of Pinkie Pie, well, duh, he has to be. Look at what the maneuvering we're doing. We talked about earlier. They got rid of Geno Smith, and they're going to get Mendoza in as number one, and he's going to be the starter, which means he's going to get sacked a lot.
Oh, because he's going to get trial by fire, basically.
Well, let's just see. How many draft picks does Tom Brady's Raiders
I see what you did there. In round one, they only have the one. In round one.
Okay.
And that is presumably going to be Fernando Mendoza.
Yep.
And
oh yeah.
And this ends again. Fernando Mendoza, an enigma, came out of nowhere to lead the Hoosiers to the Natty back in January, and he was very excited about it.
It was beautiful to watch to see all those power conference teams go down like a fucking sinking ship. It was beautiful. Okay? I enjoyed that very much.
So
to see a coach like Indiana's coach succeed also made me very happy.
So it seems like they're doing a lot of pre-building in advance of Fernando Mendoza coming to lead the pack. I'm just wondering, are they going to have time to gel? Is this going to be?
And again, what are the picks? You said round one. What do they have in 2 through 7?
They have the first overall. They have
right.
The fourth pick in round 2, the second pick in round 3, the fourth pick in the second pick in round 4, and then by virtue of a trade, the 17th pick in round 4, and the 34th mm-hmm. pick in round 4.
So they have 3 in round 4, okay.
They have 3 in round 4, 35 in round 5, pick 4 in round 6. And pick 27. And their final pick is pick 3 in round 7. So they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 picks.
That'll help. That will help.
All they have to do is build the team around Fernando and Max Crosby. Max Crosby, well, never mind. We're not building anything around Max Crosby, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So we're building a team around Max Crosby and Fernando Mendoza. We've made all the room, and now it's just a matter of bolstering, giving Mendoza at least one competent weapon, and then bolstering the defense. Mock drafts have Casey Concepcion in round 2 out of Texas A&M.
Okay.
Tre'Davious Stoukes in round 3 out of Arizona. Malachi Fields in round 4 out of Notre Dame. Chris McClellan also in round 4 out of Missouri. Mikhail Kamara, pick 34, round 4 out of Indiana. Hezekiah Masses out of Cal in round 5. Nolan Rucci, round 6 out of Penn State. And Micah Morris, round 6 out of Georgia. And Eli Heidenreich out of Navy in round 7. Again, this is all just throwing pasta at the wall and seeing what sticks. We won't know until we know.
We're still a month away.
Yes.
Okay.
And a whole lot could change before then. But right
exactly.
Now, it's a matter of building a team around Fernando Mendoza. A team that could defend him, a team that they can throw to, and a team that can last 5 seconds listening to that god-awful ABBA song.
Well, what we need to do is sell some soap because it is the next day here. And of course we are going to come back on Thursday with the WLTI, and we're going to talk about a gay cowboy makeover on RuPaul's Drag Race. The rule of Kevin Ding, I believe, is it
Jamie Ding?
Jamie, the rule of Jamie Ding, yes, because he's awesome, he's great, he's dominant, and. We are a couple of days away from a super champ, right?
No,
TOC is 5, super champ is 10, right?
Yeah. So there's that.
And then tomorrow night is the next episode in Survivor, or as Gordon Pepper calls it, pre-gaming for fun. for fun and profit. Yes, because last time we left, Ozzy was pissed.
Ozzy's out for blood.
And we're going to talk some other, all the game show news in the last 7 days, of course. Over on the NAWC, the road to WrestleMania is hot. I mean, nuclear hot as we head towards Vegas and a month away. Some interesting news that WrestleMania 42 is going to be on the big screen. If it's in your area, check it out. Go to like Fandango, and you, if it's in your zip code, watch it with a bunch of friends. You know, that could be fun. And of course, it was a thing. What do we got?
We just kicked off Pilot Month today with the first episode of this year's Pilot Month. It's a case of giving the spinoff to the wrong character. That would be Walter Radar O'Reilly as a police officer in St. Louis on Walter. Just don't call him Radar.
Wow. Okay.
And you're probably going to get a kick out of this. It failed partly because of the Democrats.
What?
Because the night that Walter aired was also one of the four nights of the Democratic National Convention.
Okay.
Try and figure that one out. All of that is at itwasathingontv.com. And that will do it for a little bonus BS to start the season off. When next we meet, we are going to be talking about analyzing and, some would say, overanalyzing in real time as 32 invites are issued for the world's biggest party. That is the NFL draft, and that is exactly 1 month away. So until then, my friends, for Jason Block, everybody 5-1, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Enjoy the month.